right, I'm ready.
We are here on KSOM, and we're talking with Tom Peterson, the athletic director at Exira EHK. A lot of things to talk about here. Number one, in his endeavors to try and coach every single sport, he's going to be the new head softball coach for Exira EHK and Audubon, which will be combined again this year. And he's also the head golf coach this spring for Exira EHK. He joins us here on KSOM. So, Tom, let's talk about your golf team first. What kind of numbers do you have out for both boys and girls this year?
Well, unfortunately, like for our girls, Chris, we don't have any kids this year. And if we did, they would be going up to Audubon this year. But we just, you know, there's not that interest right now. But I am doing the boys. And with our boys, we got pretty good numbers. You know, we're right at about 12 kids wow. that are doing it. So, you know, it's going to be it'll be interesting. You know, we just haven't had a chance to get together as much as you would like. Obviously, Mother Nature has a lot to do with that. So, you know, here as of late, we've had a chance to get outside. So we'll see what we can do.
Yeah. So 12 golfers, that's pretty solid roster there for a 1A team. Who do you look to be kind of like your leaders and candidates for the number one golfer spot?
Yeah, well, you know, we have Josh Nelson returning from last year. I thought Josh improved a ton a year ago, and you know, he was kind of up and down at times, but by the end of the year I thought he was playing his best golf, which is obviously what you would like. And you know, we do have a couple of newcomers I think this year. Austin Rasmussen, he's going to do some dual sport along with Owen Jewell. They're both going to be doing track and golf. You know, both of them I think do a pretty good job with their golf game. And then, you know, we have Alex Hansen. He's coming back from a year ago, and you know, right now he's just kind of getting used to everything because you know, he'd had a thumb issue where he broke his thumb when he was wrestling. So, you know, just kind of trying to get back to being healthy. And then, you know, those are your I guess I would look at maybe maybe our top four golfers right now. And then, you know, the other ones, it's going to kind of be open. We have Justin Kilworth. We've got Bryce Brabham, Gus Grieving. I don't want to be leaving anybody out, but, you know, so we've got quite a few kids that'll be battling for that that fifth and sixth spot, you know. And then we got a couple of newcomers as well that haven't, you know, had the opportunity to play a lot of golf, but, you know, at least they're there. And that's it's good. You know, it's like you said, it's good numbers, and I'm excited for the kids to see what they can do.
How would you describe the game of Josh Nelson? You know, what does he bring to the table as his strengths, and what does he, you feel like, that he needs to work on to improve on his score this year?
Well, you know, just off the tee, you know, at times he can be sporadic, you know, so we want to try to just work on, you know, just maybe cutting down the swing a little bit and trying to make sure that we stay in the fairway as much as possible. I think Josh does pretty well with his short game. It's some of the things that we're going to be addressing here in the next week, not only with him, but with all of the kids. So, you know, just want to try to make sure that we're consistent, you know, with that short game as much as we can. So, you know, if he can do that, like I said, I think Josh can shoot low 40s, maybe sprinkle in on high 30s every once in a while. So, you know, you just got to get out and play, you know, Chris, at this time of year, just getting as many reps in as you can is key.
It must be nice to have so many numbers, 12 guys to be able to have competition like that. How much of an advantage is that?
Well, you know, it does help. You know, we lost quite a bit from a year ago, to be honest with you. So, but, you know, having, you know, the numbers, it is going to help us. But, you know, just not tons of experience that comes back with it. So, like I said, you know, kids are going to be battling for some of those positions. And, you know, that's a good thing. It's going to help us out, I feel, in the long run. And, you know, like I said, just got to get out and play, Chris, and then, you know, we'll go from there.
Yes. Well, excited about that. So hopefully the kids will get some experience, but you definitely have some leaders at the top, and that's important in golf. So let's.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So let's talk about softball. You know, I guess last year was so successful with Audubon and Exira playing together, going to state. That was a huge story in the summer last year. I guess there was some give and take on whether that was going to happen again this year, wasn't there? And what eventually led to the two teams staying together?
Well, I think just, understanding everything that was put into it. It's still new to both programs, getting a feel for each other. And in the long run, when you look at numbers, it's probably in the best interest. Well, it is in the best interest for everybody to be back together. I think that we're going to have great numbers this summer. So being able to play three different levels will be huge for these kids. It's good for, the eighth graders to be able to play against people their age. There isn't a lot of people that, when they come in as eighth graders that are able to challenge for varsity positions, but you don't know. So being able to play a lot of games against people their age, I think, is very key for the success of their future.
What's it like for you to take over, as head coach in softball? I know you've done baseball. You've done pretty much a lot of different sports over here overall, but what's that like for you?
Well, it's a new challenge. It's a new chapter. Fortunately, you've got some skilled position players back, but you're trying to replace six seniors that played last year, and the amount of production that they provided is going to be very, very difficult to replace. It's great to have Riley Miller, back in the circle. Obviously she's going to have to provide a lot of leadership, and I realize that she's just a sophomore, but as an eighth grader, she pitched in a regional final, and, last year, having the opportunity, like with what, all of the girls did, including Coach Schwery, it's just special, with what they got to do. So, the younger kids are going to have to, it's going to be difficult for them at times, because there's going to be a lot of mistakes probably on the defensive side of things, but, you want to try to prepare those kids. So in July, when regionals come around, they're going to be ready to go. Taryn Peterson, she'll be back also with some experience. Obviously, she played shortstop a year ago and did a great job. And then Zoe Rasmussen, she didn't get a ton of time, but she's ready, I think, to fill in at that position at the catcher spot. And, it's just having that, that base, I guess, with pitcher-catcher, you got to start from there. And then we'll just kind of go and we'll see what happens with everybody else.
Last year, of course, was the first year in the agreement between Audubon and Exira. And so it was always going to be, the chemistry of the team, the girls coming together, which they've been united in other sports as well. So it seems like they're now used to it. Does that make it the transition a lot easier this year for you?
Yeah, I think so. We started it off with girls basketball a year ago, and the relationships that you build as a coach are special. You're going to have different kids. And one of the girls I left out was Anna Larson. Anna started and played for the girls last year also. I've been around a lot of these kids, and obviously not all of them, because I think our numbers were going to be anywhere between 29 to 32 kids. But just being familiar with the gals and building those relationships, I think, is very, very important. And, the chemistry, I think, will be there. It's going from basketball to track back into softball the second year of doing this. And, I think the girls, they're excited, but it, like I said, there's going to be some growing pains going through everything just because, replacing those seniors is extremely difficult, especially, like I said before, Chris, when you look at their production.
Well, it's going to be exciting when the softball season starts, of course, but we still got a whole spring sports season to come here, and so we certainly wish you well as you prepare for softball. It's going to be that's going to be a busy time for you because the spring – melds into summer so fast. So
yeah,
it's, I imagine it's going to be a little bit of a juggling act for you.
Yeah. But it's not my first rodeo, I guess is what I would say. I've had to do, golf and baseball for a lot of years. And, now it's golf and softball. And obviously I'm going to be learning, with softball, along the way. So, you know, I've already picked Coach Schwery's brain and going to reach out to Terry. I've reached out to him in Atlantic. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there, a lot of great coaches that, you know, when you're starting off and you're learning things, you got to be willing to get out and ask people, you know, some of the things that they do and why it's led to their success. And I'm no different. You know, I know I've been coaching a long time, but, you know, this is a different challenge and it's a different chapter. So we'll see what happens.
Very good. Well, Coach, really appreciate your time. Best of luck to your golfers in the spring, and we'll be talking to you throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Tom Peterson, head coach for Exiree HK Boys Golf and head coach for now Exiree HK and Audubon in softball, with us here on KSOM.